Okay, so we got a funny thing here. Funny Mishnah and Gemara, which we started last time, but we just did the facts. Okay? A simple question is, if a person goes to Galus, okay, and then the Kohen Gadol dies, so he goes free, right? He meets his Kohen Gadol as a Mechaber, right? Okay. So he goes free. Now let's say he doesn't go to Galus, but he gets a Gemara Din. The Bezin Paskins, Chayiv Galus. The Paskin is Chayiv Galus. And he doesn't go. And before he gets a chance to go, the Kohen Gadol dies. So does he go free or does he not go free? Or not does he go free, does he have to go? Okay. You remember me?
Mm-hmm.
So the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, no, he's Potter. He doesn't have to go altogether. Okay? So why? Why not? So where's Kavachomer? Kavachomer. If someone who already went to Galus, the Gemisus Kohen Gadol frees him, right? Certainly someone who didn't even go in the first place, when the Kohen Gadol dies, he'll be Potter. Even the guy who was already in Galus comes free with Mises Kohen Gadol. Certainly someone who never went altogether isn't gonna have to go. Okay?
It's a weird way for the Kavachomer.
Strange, right? Okay, why? So the Gemara says the obvious question. Obvious. Question. It says that, what do you mean? The guy who went to Galus already, he has Kapara. He went to Galus. So now the Kohen Gadol dies, so he goes free. But the guy who never went, where's his Kapara? He can't go free. He never gets his Galus Kapara. Right? To which the Gemara answers, you thought Galus was the Mechaper? The Mises Kohen Gadol is the Mechaper. It's the Mises Kohen Gadol which is Mechaper.
Seems like a very Christian idea.
That's true. Mises Kohen Gadol is Mechaper. It's not the Galus which is Mechaper, it's Mises Kohen Gadol which is Mechaper. So therefore, if you drop the premise that the Galus is Mechaper and you say it's Mises Kohen Gadol is Mechaper, so now somehow you have a Kavachomer. If the Galus, the Mises Kohen Gadol works for someone who's already in Galus, certainly it's going to work for someone who didn't even go to Galus. That's not exactly clear why that's Kavachomer. No. You just kind of, I guess, if you see Mises Kohen Gadol is Mechaper, then you go across the board. Let's not see what the killer of the Kavachomer is. But I guess if you accept that premise that it's not the Mises Kohen Gadol is Mechaper, it's not the Galus is Mechaper, Mises Kohen Gadol is Mechaper, then at least you kind of get out of Avi's question, right? It's like, right, that was your question, was kind of based upon. But if you drop that premise and you say, no, Galus is not a Mechaper, then you have a problem. You still have to explain what the Kavachomer is exactly. It's not clear what the Kavachomer is. Okay? The problem is, you can't just quickly get rid of that premise that Galus is a Mechaper. Come on. Tell me Galus isn't a Mechaper? Who are you fooling? It's an open Gemara. It's an open Gemara on Beis Manalf, which says, told it's not an open Gemara. Yes, it is an open Gemara. It says, Him Shaloa Sumaisa Liglu Kitechi Tilavilu Kapara. So, whatever the context is, but the point is, it says, you should go to Galus in order to get a Kapara. So, you see, Galus is a Mechaper. So, it's not so simple just to discard that premise and say, oh, Galus, that's not a Mechaper. It's the Mizgan Galus Mechaper. But it's open in the Gemara that Galus is a Mechaper. Right? And I think, come on, everyone, what do you think it is? It seems like clear that's a Mechaper. Right? All the sugyas have pointed, that we've done have pointed to this idea. So just to drop this idea that Galus is a Mechaper, it just seems a little fishy for the Gemara to do that. That's Tosas asks. Tosas answers. So we go over here. But Tosas answers, no. And this is the hard part. What is Tosas saying? Okay? This is basically my question. What is Tosas saying?
Which Tosas?
Tosas is the bottom Tosas. Okay, Midi. Okay, the bottom Tosas, your alpha and base. Midi. Small one. So this is, you gotta listen carefully or look inside, where he's saying, basically, he's answering the question, because our Gemara is saying that it's the Mises Kohen Gadol which is Mechaper. The Gemara in the beginning of Makos says that the Galus is the Mechaper. So which one is it? Yud Alpha Beis. Bottom Tosas. Which one is it? Is it the Mises Kohen Gadol, or is it the Galus? So Tosus says like this: V'yesh lomar. Okay, five lines from the bottom in Tosus, and then you're off on the base. V'yesh lomar. Dehacha kapara lepotro megalos kamar. Here, when we're talking about kapara, we mean the kapara to pater you, to exempt you from galus. That's what we're talking about. Deha boilam melaf, because we're trying to learn out. Demishelo gala adayin, someone who didn't go to galus. Demis is coming out, they'll towel the patrim of galus. Demis is going to help him to pater him from galus, to exempt him from galus. Mikava chomer. So we're trying to learn out kapara vis a vis exempting you from galus. Yes. Hilkach Shapir Mishani Midi Galus Machaperas. He's going to go to Machaperas. Therefore, you could answer, you thought it's the Galus, which is Machaper. No. He's going to go to the Machaper. Pirush. He explains. Pirush. What's the Gemara's, what's it saying? Limifdere Migalus. It means vis-a-vis pottering you from galus, kapara to potter you to exempt you from galus. Sheharei afilu lo gala ela yom echad. Because even if you go to galus for one day, umesa kohen gadol, uchozer, kohen gadol dies after one day of galus, you go free. Ve'ilu lo umesa kohen, and if the kohen gadol doesn't die, afilu shashem zman meruba, you could wait there 50 years, a long time. Ein yotze, you don't go free. Al karchach kapara zub mimisas kohen tuliya. So apparently you have to say that this kapara is contingent upon the death of the kohen. Kedav Yerashni. Kein nerel Mashiach. So it seems to Mashiach. It's one of the other Tosos. I forget what it stands for, but sometimes Tosos don't come say that. So it seems to Mashiach. Okay. The question is, what's he saying? He's saying it's not, is it a machaper? Is it not a machaper? He says, no, Galus is a machaper. But here we're not talking about that. We're talking about the kapara to exempt you from Galus. That kind of kapara we're talking about. And that kind of kapara, it's not the Galus, but it's the Galus Kohen Gadol. And in that framework, we're making the Kal V'Chomer. So what's he saying? What's he saying? How's he answering the question? How does the Kal V'Chomer stem? Mm-hmm. Problem, yes, the answer. Well, what the Gemara in the beginning of Makos says the Galus is Mechaper. And now he's saying is that the Mises Kohen Gadol is Mechaper, not the Galus. So how does he explain it? So what's he going into there, that whole thing? Is if he's there for one day, he's there for a long time? What's the point of that? What's he trying to show from that whole thing? Right? He's trying to give some sort of an argument. He's there for one day, otherwise you're free. He's there for a long time, that doesn't help you. So I'm thinking very much similar to what Jake's saying. Okay? That is like this. Let me first start with the way you normally think about it. This is the way I know I always thought about it, and I would assume that you guys have, so far as you've thought about it. This is a normal, plain idea, is that you go to Galus. Galus is a machaper. Right? But, how long does Galus last for? Right? Well, Galus is your onesh. What's your onesh? It's Galus. But what's the sentence? How long is the Galus sentence for? Right? So in America, you get a sentence, a 30-year sentence, a 20-year sentence, a 10-year sentence. In Halacha, the sentence is until Mises Kohen Gadol. Right? That's like it defines the parameters of the Onesh. What is the sentence? The nature of the sentence is it's not defined. It's like the guy has to go to Galus and he has to know he may be there forever. There's no time which he could fix and say, just fantasize about in 10 years, he'll be, that's it. There's no, it could be forever, it could be tomorrow, it could be whatever. There's no time. It's open-ended sentence. Okay, but the Mises Kohen Gadol is like a detail in the Mechaper of Galus. Galus is Mechaper, Mises Kohen Gadol is like what ends the Galus. It's like the Gemara of the Galus is the Mises Kohen Gadol. Okay? Has anyone looked at it that way? No. Sounds reasonable?
Okay. So why do you say that you need them to die?
Oh, so you just say is that him dying is what marks the end of Galus. For whatever reason. I don't know why philosophically. But halacha says the Galus is the Mechaper. But Galus means you stay in Galus in Ari Miklat until the Kohen Gadol dies. That's what it means. That's what Galus means. Right. So the Mizkohen Gadol is like it's a detail of what does Galus mean?
Go to Galus. Only Galus, it just meant when he goes out.
Yeah, well, it means Galus means being Galus until he dies. That's what you would have thought. That's what I thought. That makes sense, because what's the Mechaber? Mechaber is you go to Galus. Not the guy, the Kohen Gadol dying. He's going to Galus. The Gemisa, you stay there until when? V'yashav ba'ad Moshe Kohen Gadol. Until the Kohen Gadol dies. That's the end of the Galus. But you can't say that. This Gemara proves that you can't say it. Because if that were the case, the guy who just says the Gemara didn't go to Galus, and he never ever goes to Galus, the Gemara is saying is he's Potter. But he never had Galus. As if you're saying is the Mises Kohen Gadol is a detail of what does Galus mean. Galus means being Galus until the Kohen Gadol dies. So he never went to Galus, so he never had the Mechaper. So you can't say that he doesn't know all ideas and he's the Mechaper. If you can tell me he's the Mechaper is the Galus and the Mises Kohen Gadol is just the shear and the measuring when does the Galus end, so then this guy never went to Galus. That's the Gemara's question. Is I'll tell you, the guy who went to Galus, he has the Mechaper. But the guy who didn't go to Galus, he doesn't have the Mechaper. That's the Gemara's kasha. Right, the Kal v'Chomer is no good. You can't tell me the fact that a guy who went to Galus, Mises Kohen Gadol, ends his kapara, ends the Galus, it's the end of the kapara of Galus, it doesn't mean now all of a sudden a guy who never went to Galus altogether is going to be exempt. That doesn't fly. How does that work out? He never has the Mechaper. Right? So therefore, you see from this Gemara that that's not the right way to look at it. You can't say that the Mechaper is the Galus and the Mises Kohen Gadol is merely when the Mechaper of the Galus ends. Okay? You can't say that. You with me so far?
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you another problem with looking at it that way also. I think it's a problem. But let's say you were to say that. What would happen if a guy dies before the Kohen Gadol? So what's the Mechaper? As if you tell me is that Galus means you stay in Galus until the Kohen Gadol dies, so now then that's the Mechaper. So then it turns out that the Kohen Gadol didn't die. So then what's his Mechaper? What?
His own death.
Okay, so then you'll start to say that the his own death also works as the end of the Gari Mekla?
Well, he's
dead.
There.
Okay, but he's still. But it's then. What?
He's like honest.
He doesn't get the Mechaper of the Galus. So all those years in Galus were just naught? Like, you know, as if you'd say that somehow that's like the Gemara of the Galus, it turns out you only get the Gemara of the Galus of the Mechaper if you're around. Yeah, you can work it out. I'm saying that you can't work it out. But I think this Gemara, anyways, you can't. It seems you can't work out this Gemara. This Gemara says if you say that it's just a prat in the Galus, then it's not going to work if you don't go to Galus. Okay, so rather, I think this Tosfos is saying the following, is that there's two, like, and this is what you guys started bringing up, there's two different Mechaper. First of all, the Mechaper is a go to Galus. Okay, you go to Galus. That's a Mechaper, Galus is a Mechaper. Now, what does Galus mean? Galus means you go to exile for the rest of your life. That's what Galus means. And that's a Mechaper. If you leave society forever and you go to Galus, that's a Mechaper. You move, you totally relocate to Galus forever. That's a Mechaper. Okay? If you die, forever means until you die. So if you die in Galus, then you got the Mechaper of Galus. That's what it means. You basically, you stay there forever. Okay? That's the Mechaper of Galus. Okay, comes along the Torah and says, but wait a second, there's another Mechaper, there's an alternate way to get a Mechaper, which is the Mises Kohen Gadol. You don't need to do the Mechaper of Galus. There's a different Mechaper which the Torah introduces, which is the Mises Kohen Gadol. That's also independent of the Galus. That's a Mechaper. Okay, so there's like two roots. There's a Misa, like this is a Shaker, you're saying. There's a Mechaper of staying Galus forever. Keeps on going. But then the Torah comes along and says there's another Mechaper, different Mechaper, which is Misa Kohen Gadol. Okay? Two different Mechaper. Okay? You with me? So now let's do the Kal v'Chomer. So now it works out, I think, very smooth, follows very smoothly. It works like this. If somebody who already is on the Galus Mechaper track, right? He already went to Galus. He already is involved in the Mechaper of Galus. Right? He already started. And then the Kohen Gadol dies. It could derail him and put him on the different track and send him to the Mises Kohen Gadol track, and that's the Mechaper. He already started this one. You may say, look, he started this one. There's two tracks. You got to choose. You chose the Galus track. So you're going to go stay there forever. But you see, no. It's, even though you already started the Mises Kohen Gadol, the Galus track, the Mises Kohen Gadol is a Mechaper. It could work. So Kol Shekein, somebody who didn't start the Galus, he's dead, he could have the Mechaper. And the Mises Kohen Gadol is a Mechaper. So he deserves, he needs a Mechaper. The Kohen Gadol dies, not a Mechaper. So he's choosing the Mises Kohen Gadol Mechaper. Right? And it's easier for him because he's just going for that track. So if it works for somebody who's already involved in the Mises, you may have thought that once you're involved in the Kohen Gadol, and in the Megalos, then that's it. Then you have to do that, serve it for life. But no, you see, there's something he can go free. So Kol Shekein, somebody who simply hasn't even been involved in that Mechaper, so he could partake in the Mechaper in the Kohen Gadol. What I'm saying is the Kal V'chomer is just showing you that the given that there are two tracks, you could have argued that you could only go, you have to choose which track you're going to be on. Are you going to be involved, are you going to have Mises Kohen Gadol Mechaper, or are you going to have the Galus Mechaper? And you would think that if you start the Galus Mechaper, then that's it. Then you can't do the Mises Kohen Gadol, because you're involved in the Galus, the Kapara of Galus, so you wouldn't be able to do it. But you see, it's not true. You see, even though you're already involved in the Mechaper of Galus, the Mises Kohen Gadol could pull you out of that and be a Mechaper. Could change your mind, change your track, change the Mechaper, and involve you in a new Mechaper. So then certainly the Mises Kohen Gadol will be able to be a Mechaper independent of that, just his own thing. The point is like this, is that the main point in this Tosfos is that don't think that the Mises Kohen Gadol and the Galus are like some sort of unity. They're not unified. They have nothing to do with one another. These are two separate things. Okay? Fine. Now, that being the case, so there's two cases. Two cases you could consider. One is, will Mises Kohen Gadol work after he already went to Galus? And the different case is, will Mises Kohen Gadol work before he goes to Galus? Okay? Two different cases. Now, which one of those is more likely for it to work, and which one is less likely? Okay? Which one is there more of an argument to say that it would work, and one of them more of an argument to say that it wouldn't work? Okay? To say that it would work after you already are involved in the Galus track, or to say that it would work insofar as you haven't gone the Galus track? Okay? So there would be a svara to say that it would not work. There's two different tracks that you have to choose. I don't mean choose, but like, you know, there's two alternative systems of Mechaper. If the Kohen Gadol dies, then that's the Mechaper. If the Kohen Gadol doesn't die right then he has to go to Galus. And once he's in Galus, Galus is permanent. Because that's the idea of Galus. The idea of Galus is it's permanent. That's the concept. So you might say he's involved in the Mechaper of Galus. So that's it. He can't partake in the Mises Kohen Gadol. He's already involved in the Mises Kohen Gadol. That's his Mechaper. He's already nikva as that Mechaper. But you see, even though he's nikva as that Mechaper, the Mises Kohen Gadol is such that that's a Mechaper, irrespective of his previous status, of what he's involved in. Okay, it doesn't matter that he's involved in a permanent Mechaper that lasts forever. You could say, forget that. Let's just forget that. Start again. I'm going to do Mechaper of Mises Kohen Gadol. So then certainly a guy who has no, he's not tied in with any permanent eternal Mechaper. So certainly then the Mises Kohen Gadol is going to work for him. Why not? Why wouldn't it work? It even worked for a guy who has already started something else. So why shouldn't this work now? He doesn't have a history. He doesn't have any problems. He's not involved in some other process. It even works for that guy. So you can even pull him off of that and give him a kapara. So certainly a guy who's just free and available will be Mechaper for him. Why not? To make it a little better is that the normal case of a guy who's in Galus, you have two things that have to happen. You first of all have to remove him from the Galus, and second of all you have to be Mechaper for Zavera. Okay, because he's in Galus. Galus is a permanent sentence. It's like a life sentence of Galus. So what you have to do now is in order to get him free, you have to first of all terminate the galus mechaper, somehow remove him from that chova or the permanent chiyuv chova of galus, and then you also have to be a mechaper. You have to remove his avera. You have to be a mechaper for his avera, right? Now the guy who hasn't yet gone to galus, you only have to do one thing, which is be a mechaper for him. He doesn't have he's not in galus. You don't have to remove him from galus. He's not in galus, so he's trying to go there, but he doesn't. He's not in there. I mean, I guess you have to do. You have to exempt him from his obligation to go to galus, but you don't have to break the galus. So the saying is that for the guy who's already there, so he's who's me. That's what I say. It's like you have to, both guys have some sheichas to galus. One guy is already in nikva as a gola. He's already involved in galus. The other one just is obligated to start to initiate the galus, but he hasn't yet done it. So the saying is that if the mechaper is sufficient strong enough to extricate him from galus, then certainly it's enough to prevent him from having to go in the first place. And it's a mechaper, but besides being a mechaper, it also has to get him out of this chov of galus. He has a chov of galus, so the chov of galus has already took hold and is already set. So the saying is, if you're able to break that and to break this kvias and galus, which is a permanent dira, so then certainly it's going to be able to prevent it in the first place. It's easier to stop something from coming than from uprooting it once it's already there.
So why wasn't it mentioned at all as one of the ways to go out?
It is. The Torah says that. Yeshivan Misikon Gadol.
How are Machlos over here?
Here? What? Misikon Gadol or the Galus?
Misikon Gadol.
Misikon Gadol is. That's what this Gemara is about. It's talking about if he kills and before he gets again the din of Galus and then the Kohen Gadol dies, he goes free. He doesn't have to go to Galus. That's what it's saying. That's what you're saying. What?
Imagine Galus though.
Well, he's saying he doesn't even have to go to Galus. Right. Saying is he doesn't even have to go to Galus. Before he goes to Galus, it's saying is he can give his good little work for him. Right? It's saying he's going to works. But the Gemara over there is talking about Galus itself as being Mechaper, and Galus is a Mechaper. Unless the Kohen Gadol dies, that's going to be his Mechaper. He's going to be on Galus forever. So they're two different Mechaperim. But this is saying a Mechaper vis-a-vis pottering him from Galus. This is saying is this mechaper has a double role. It's a mechaper, but it's also extricating him from the chova of galus, which is a different mechaper. So it's saying it's talking about the aspect of kapara, which is that it's removing the chova of galus. So galus doesn't remove the chova of galus. You go to galus for 50 years, and it will never remove the chova of galus. It's a permanent chova, right? But this, even after one day, can remove the galus. So you see, this mechaper has the ability to remove the chov of galus. This is talking about the mechaper vis-a-vis pottering him from galus. That's what this is saying. Part of the mechaper is not just to remove his avera, but it's to excuse him from the chov's galus. So the havamin of the Gemara was looking at it the other way. Was looking at the din of Mises Kohen Gadol as the length of the galus. The Havamin was looking at the galus as the mechaper, and the Mises Kohen Gadol is merely the length of the galus. So then I'll tell you, is the guy who was already in galus, the Mises Kohen Gadol will end it. But a guy who never went to galus itself, the Mises Kohen Gadol can't do anything for him because he never had the mechaper. The Maskana is saying no. It's two different routes. It's not that the Mises Kohen Gadol is just the end of galus. The Mises Kohen Gadol is a totally independent mechaper. It's a totally independent mechaper. You thought it's the galus of mechaper? Yeah, of course the galus is also mechaper, but you thought it's only galus of mechaper? The Mises Kohen Gadol is merely the end of galus? No! Mises Kohen Gadol itself is a mechaper. And it removes the galus. It's not that you need the galus. The Mises Kohen Gadol removes the chovas galus. It's an independent mechaper and removes it. If it can remove the chovas galus of someone who's already nikva in the chovas of galus, closer can it can remove the chovas galus of a guy who's just obligated but he didn't yet realize it. This is a mechaper and it'll be able to remove the galus. That's it. The pater and galus altogether. Okay, I just want to just mention, philosophically speaking, I don't have anything really to say, but I do have something not to say. Okay?
And that's it.
Which is that this is, I think, an example of how learning the sugya could direct you towards the philosophical idea, although it would be stronger if I had a philosophical idea, but it could direct you away from a wrong philosophical idea. Because I think the way I had previously learned in trying to explain this thing is it's like almost like Mises Kohen Gadol is like a feature of Galus. You know what I mean? It's like go to Galus and like you're learning the halachos of Galus. You talk about the different features of it, and one of the features of Mises Kohen is
so
that it's part of how you go to Galus. What does Galus mean? You go to the Ari Levim, you're away from your family, you're waiting for the Kohen Gadol to die, and it's like philosophically you try to explain, like we were saying, it's like we said last time, it's like how he transitions back from Galus into regular society. How do you transition back with the Mises Kohen Gadol? You know, that's the way we learned it. It's like, it's the Mises Kohen Gadol is like, that's looking at it as a detail of the Galus. The Galus is the Mechaper, and the Mises Kohen Gadol is part and parcel of the Galus. You wouldn't say that's one way to look at it, right? But it turns out from this look, you see, it's not true. Because if that were the case, then how would it ever work if you didn't go to Galus? You can't say Mises Kohen Gadol is the way you transition back from Galus into the world if you never went to Galus and as a Mechaper independently. So you see, apparently, the Mises Kohen Gadol is a Mechaper independently. If you do an Aveira of Gav Kelim Meshogeg, then Mises Kohen Gadol is a Mechaper. Period. You don't even have to go to Galus. It's not solely a prat of Galus. In fact, when you're in Galus, the Mises Kohen Gadol has to remove you from Galus. So you see, it's a totally different thing. So that it points you from the sugya. You never know this if you saw the sugya, because you'd think it doesn't sound like a Jewish idea. How could that work? I don't know how it works. What I'm saying is that you can't just stuff that philosophy into the thing where you see the halacha is that the halacha indicates that that's not the idea. From the sugya, it indicates that the idea is it's an independent mechaber. Nothing to do with the thing. Independent. So don't try to learn that it's a part and parcel part of what Galus means and gets come up to the philosophical idea of Galus and shove in this Mises Kohen Gadol. You see, that's not the way the halacha is constructed. The Gemara thought that it was constructed that way, but the Maskana is it's not true. So that's interesting. You know? So I would think that a good philosophy should emerge from the good halacha. You know, you could try to learn philosophy without doing the halacha, but it's only when you define the sugya and you see the way it's formulated halachically that you could really arrive at a proper way to understand how halacha is defining, the mechaper of Mises Kohen Gadol, which we're yet to explain, but at least we know that we don't know. As an approach, you could say, look, there's two different ways a person could have a tshuva. This is just for total speculation. It's beyond the sugya, but I'm just guessing here. But you could say, I think this is true, is that there's different ways a person could overcome a avera. One way is a long, long process of thinking and revising his life and working on oneself, and it's like a long and slow process, lifelong process. He's in Galus and he sits and he's in this world and he's rethinking his life and his energies and his this and his that, and he basically revamps his life through that type of a thing, taking on a new life. And then there's another thing, is like an instantaneous event, bam. The Mises Kohen Gadol is like a shattering event. The Kohen Gadol is a certain type of a figure. He dies and moves people. It's a whole type of... I mean, you have to start to think into what's so significant about it, but it's like a significant event that really throws a person and could cause him to do tshuva, and could cause him to have a kapara and to revise his life. So person, definitely people change their lives. Some people just do a long-term type of a changeover and a long process of growth, and other people could just have like a quick move based upon some sort of an event. There are the two different models of a person overcoming a problem. The quick model and the slow model. So perhaps something like that. Maybe you think into, what is the death of the Kohen Gadol do to help him overcome his avera? But not because of Galus. I would think the way to think about it would be think of what type of impact would that have upon somebody, this Kohen Gadol. Specifically to somebody who's Ortsiach B'Shkaga. Point. Let's do for tomorrow. Let's try to do this top dosis. Also on the Kal V'Chomer. But he basically wants to know, is by this logic, why don't you say that it should be Mechaper even if the Kohen Gadol dies before you did the Gemara then? Before the Bez and Pasuk and the Achayiv. There's three times. There's after you do the crime until the Gemara then there's from the time of the Gemara then until you go to Galus, and then when you're already in Galus. So what you're saying is if you're already in Galus, it frees, it gives you, it's kapara. If you already had the Gemara then, and then he dies, it's also Mechaber. But if you kill, then the Kohen Gadol dies, and then you get the Gemara then you have to go to Galus. So that's his toast getting into that. Why doesn't it work then?
Why doesn't it work then?
Yeah, why doesn't it work then?
Why logically, what is that?
No, I don't know, we'll see. That's what he's going to take off. I'm not saying that it should, it's just, you know, it's the third case, which Tosa seems to want to argue that it should. You have to do, look at Tosa, so hopefully we'll... You know, the top, Amar Abaye, it's not the top, but higher. Amar Abaye, Kal v'chomer. And he quotes the Gemara in Erechin, which is about... it's about a girl who goes free when she gets becomes she's sold as a servant. She goes free when she becomes a
Simana. Oh yeah, I remember that.